Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited that you joined us. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on 3 days a week. You can reach us here on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. You can also, if you're not available right at hand, you can go and download our podcast at any time using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons. And you can also go on to the Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We would appreciate it if you liked our page. We're trying to get to 200 by the end of, you know, by October 14th, that's my birthday. I'd like to see 200 by the end, by that time. And you can also go onto our Blog Talk show by clicking on the follow button. Check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and any information or feedback that you'd like to give us about the show or any recommendations. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, who is an intuitive reader and realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And she does do individual sessions for readings. And I, Beth Jacobson, also do intuitive readings as well as energetic energy work, releasing blocks, as well as Marie and I teach classes, and I teach classes with other individuals. I have a class coming up October 26th, which is a retreat here in Eagan, $62 for a full day of fun by the lake. It's going to be fantastic, you know, bringing in success into your life. We're going to teach you the skills of how to do that. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. So welcome to Hump Day, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome. I also wanted to say that we are starting classes, too, starting October 8th, every Tuesday. And so if you want to get more information, you can contact either one of us. Also, check out the Facebook page. We'll be posting the list of courses as well. So,
and we have some fantastic brand-new classes. We're talking ascension-based, people. Ascension-based, not keeping you in the ego base, getting you forward, moving on to your path. So Sunday's going to be a fun-filled day, and I'm just going to give you this little key word. It has to do with, what is it, Marie?
Your life path.
There you go. So that's all we're going to tell you, and it's going to be an hour of fun-filled talking about how to get onto your life path and discover it. So anyways.
So today is our midweek stress buster, and what we would what we're going to talk about today is something that I think I know I'm going through, and we thought it would be important, Beth thought it would be important to talk about this, and it's getting rid of clutter in your life. And I, you know, a lot with all the energies and the full moon and the equinox, everything that's been going on, people have really been, I think, working on their...
Shifting.
Yeah, they've been shifting on getting rid of their clutter in their relationships. There's been a lot of relationship talk.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people evaluating, letting go, getting rid of whatever doesn't serve them. And also, I know for myself, I have been doing a lot of physical clearing. I have been going room by room and just getting rid of stuff, clearing things out, making rooms bigger, you know, anything that's clutter that just I'm sick and tired of looking at, I'm getting rid of it, moving stuff around just so that the energy feels clear and it starts to shift whatever's, you know, might be heavy in the house.
So you want to start with the physical clutter. So those of you who are going, oh, my gosh, for those of you who are hoarders and you're wanting to start new, you seriously can do it. Today's a new day. It begins with a new thought. So you can start with your bedroom because that's a space that you sleep in. That's your state of consciousness. It symbolically and physically it represents a lot. It's a heart. It's usually the heart of who it is that you are. Because guess what? Your closet is full of all your costumes, your clothes. So look through all your clothes that you're no longer wearing that don't fit you. Get rid of it. Don't keep on to it. Don't hold on to the stuff that were from 10 years ago going, one day I'm going to fit into it again. Get rid of it. You know, there are so many shelters out there, you guys, right now that people could sit here and really use it.
Yeah.
Or have a swap meet with your friends, your neighbors. Do whatever. Get creative. If they're clothes that have holes in them and you're not a seamstress or a tailor, break it down. If you know how to sew in whatever shape, way, shape, or form, cut it down, make a quilt out of it, donate it to a quilting group. I mean, there's things that you can do with it. I'm one, recycle, recycle, recycle. I recycle everything. So break it down, give it to things, give those things to people out there. There's schools, they could use that in classes. You never know. So get creative in who you give it to. Then also get rid of shoes that you no longer need. It's especially those of you who keep those shoes with the duct tape wrapped around them, because I've seen them. Get rid of those old shoes. And again, those of you who cannot afford it at this moment, get out of that mindset. But if you need to keep it just a little bit longer, that's fine. But if you're not going to use it within the next 30 days, you know, the golden rule is get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. So you go through all your bedroom, and that means furniture, everything in there. Any knick-knacky stuff, any pictures, anything that reminds you of negative experiences, or, you know, if it was given to you by somebody that they're a negative person, that energy is held in that object, you guys. Get rid of it. Give it to somebody else. Purify it. Put loving thoughts. Put it in a protective little bubble, whatever. But it's time. Get rid of it, because it does affect your dream state, affects a lot of you, because the majority of the time, we spend a lot of time in our bedrooms. Then the next place, what would the next place would you think
we
would go to?
Well, one thing I was going to say about the bedroom is when you declutter your bedroom, especially the space next to your bed, like I have I have a nightstand,
yes.
And it's full. It's
yep.
full of books. It's full of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the more cluttered it gets, the more heavy I feel by my bed.
Oh, yes.
So if you... You know, one thing, I mean, right now I have a ton of books in my room, and I look at them and I think, oh, God, I wonder what I can read or what I can do. But it gets too much, and my thought process gets mucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what I'm doing. I mean, I'm doing a deep cleansing of my room, of my bedroom, because we do sleep there, and I think that is the best place to start.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, so. You know, and the thing is, I used to have all my books in there, and I just, I think it was 2 weeks ago, did massive decluttering of my house,
mm-hmm.
you know, my space that I live in. And I took all of, I took my shelf out of the bedroom, put it in my living room. Man, it feels great in there. Moved all my books out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I declutter. I go through all the decluttering every 3 months. And because there's always something, because I'm trying to simplify my life a lot more compared to what I used to have. I used to own a lot of stuff, and I'm going, what do I have this stuff for? What do I need it for? Because when I move, it comes with me. So, and I guarantee you guys, you want your bed, underneath your bed, you want it clutter-free. That affects your dream state, and she's right, so you reminded me. You want everything that's in front of your bed, to the foot of your bed, to the sides of your bed, above your bed and below your bed, you want it to be clear. And so you want the rest of that space. If you're not going to worry about any room, the bedroom is the room you should be worried about. You know,
yeah.
you want to take care of, not worried about, cut, clear, and delete that. You want to make sure that it's really clean and that that energy is moving. And keep a window open while you're doing it, too, so energies can shift and leave.
Yeah, some of us could open windows. We could do that. But, but I, you know, and I know, like, for me, the bedroom is a really good place to just, when you're cleaning the rest of the house, you just go and you dump it in your bedroom.
Yes.
Because you're thinking, oh, I don't have time to put this away, so let me put these bags in here. Let me put this here. Oh, let me leave the laundry basket.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you're looking at it and you're feeling as chaotic as your room.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to go to sleep, you don't have that peacefulness.
Exactly.
You feel like there's always something going on. So.
Yeah. And for those of you who live in small spaces and you have to share your bedroom / office, have just a specific corner, space of the house, that is your corner. And make it's time to get organized. Get all your papers. That means, you know what, because I have receipts galore, either have a burning ceremony, because we're not going to have a lot more time to be having those fire pits, you know, unless you do it during the winter, but more people tend to stay in, and or shred. So get rid of all the extra papers, throw it, burn it, or shred it. So get it, and then have a very clean work area space. And there are some people to where you can put, there's stuff that you can put up on the wall that Velcro, to where you can tape it up on the ceiling. And there's stuff that you can do. There's stuff out there that I know that you can do. You can tape it up on your ceiling. You can put, like, curtains up there so you can make, like, a little makeshift office there. And it really does affect your bedroom, because I've had a friend who's done that. Or you can create a sacred space in there, too, whatever you want to do with it. But you want to keep that room really clean, clear everything from head to toe, and the north, west, southeast. Then you want to go to the bathroom, because that's another area that you spend every single day in there. You can't avoid it. And then your next place would be your kitchen, because that's where you create. It's very symbolic. It's where you create. So you want to keep that clean. Go through all your pots and pans, all the utensils that you're no longer using, all the containers, any knick-knacky stuff. What are those fake flowers and and dried. It's all the fake stuff. Get rid of that stuff. If it's dried out, it's ugly looking, either spray paint it to make it revitalized and new again, or you can call a school that still has a art program. You can donate all that stuff so that they have stuff because they can use it for drawings. I worked in a school, so they can use that stuff. So you can give them objects that kids can draw with. I mean, they can look at it and it can be drawn. What else would be in the kitchen that you'd have to get rid of? Containers that you don't need, anything that's collecting dust. Mm-hmm. If you're not using it, give it away to somebody, or have a garage sale or a swap meet, whatever.
Even clean out your pantry. If you,
oh, God,
if
yeah.
you, if you're a shopper, you know, and you buy and you're an impulse buyer, or you see things on sale and you look at your pantry and you're thinking, I'm never going to eat all that. Donate it to a food shelf.
That's, you guys, and here's the thing with food shelves, they will not take it if it's outdated. Again, if you have old macaroni, like old spaghetti stuff, again, give it to a daycare or a school, like an elementary school, because they glue. They can use that as an art project. So just so you know, you can do something good with it, so you can give back to that. So that's something you can do with that. Then you start with your living room, and that, head to toe, clean that, clear that. And then after that, your dining area. And then the rest of that is the rest of your houses. So that's clearing the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either throw it, sell it, or give it away. Those are your three topics that you can do with that. And then organize it. And then after that, that's clearing the clutter. Then you want to clean it. So you want to wipe it down, dust it. You want to vacuum it. And then if you need to do any shampooing, you might find out you have a beautiful carpet that you forgot that you have there. So, you know, and then the next thing you want to do, then you want to go through the house, and you have to do it separately, each room, starting with the rooms that you cleared. Then you want to go and you want to cleanse it. Best way to cleanse, if you have dousing rods, and you have to go, you want to go to the north, south, west, east, and that takes time to do it. It's time. But you're going to clear your house, or you can get somebody into the house who clears it, because you want to get rid of all the negative energies that are in there. Or you can burn sage, but to get a really deep cleansing, you really want a douser who goes into the house. And Marie and I do that, just so you guys know. We do douse houses.
Right, and I also, I mean, what I do too is every morning I light incense.
Yes.
And so you can put your incense, you know, put it on a tray, or you can put your sage on a tray.
Mm-hmm.
And just go from room to room, and just with your hand, push the smoke around into the room so that, you know, each room has gotten cleansed.
And then you're setting the intent that you're bringing light into the room, 100% of the light into the room.
And you're clearing away any negativity. Yeah.
You'd be amazed, you guys. Energy has a life force of its own, and it can be an entity that can stay in your closet, in the corner of your closet. It can stay behind a curtain. So you want to do everything. When you really cleanse a house, you'd be amazed at what you get rid of. And think of the spirits that are in your house that you don't even realize that are there. And that's not to spook anybody, but the reality is it is there.
Right.
You want to cleanse it all the time. And you should do that like on a monthly basis. You should do it on a weekly basis, the cleansing, the clearing you should do every single month. And those of you who have crystals and stones, that need, they need to be cleansed at least on a monthly basis. You'll notice a difference.
Yeah, you can do that in the full moon, or you can put a piece of kyanite into your bowl, and that'll cleanse it for you too.
So then that's the physical part. Now you're looking at, and then you want to look at, you can also do, you know, your exterior. Get rid of old clothes that you're wearing. You know, those of you who need to look at buying, women, we don't do this, and I'm just going to say it. Time for new bras and underwear, undergarments. Get out there, get rid of the old ones, buy something sexy for yourself. So let's do that. Come on, we're divine goddesses, people. We're doing it. And I just had to go do it myself not too long ago, so when it feels good, get rid of all the old stuff. You're worthy of having new stuff. So that's the physical appearance. Then you're going to move to the mental body, which is an energy space, which is maybe, I don't know, a couple inches outside of us. So it's everything that we're mentally thinking. Those are our thoughts that we have. So start writing down, what are the thoughts that continue to recur in your head that are not uplifting, they're not supporting you, they're not 100% for your highest good anymore. And I'm not talking for your highest good, 100% for your highest good. If they're not for your highest, 100% for your highest good, not of the light, write it down. So that's a thought form you know you have to work on.
Yeah, and I think that also helps, you know, any thought about yourself, any thought, you know, that you're not worthy or you're not good enough, write them down and get rid of them and replace it with I am worthy.
Yes.
That's how you start getting rid of it. If you are having negative thoughts towards someone else, also write that down and get rid of it. You know, I hear people talking when they're always saying, oh my God, this person did so-and-so, and I can't wait to get them back. Well, you know what? No. Let's not get into that. You know, I find myself saying more and more now, you know what? No. Enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not put that karma out there.
Yeah.
Let's not put it. Get rid of those thoughts.
Yep.
And say, okay, I don't behave of this behavior, mm-hmm. but if you keep going back and forth, say, I want to get them back, then that person's going to get you back. And then the cycle keeps going. So that's one really good thing to get rid of in your mental clutter, that sort of thinking.
Be the divine god or goddess that you are, not the immature brat. And I have to do it as much as I sit here and say to others, I have to work it on myself because I'm amazed at some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me putting people down, but how harsh I can be on myself. Mine's always towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Towards me, it's like, come on, Beth. Let's
mm-hmm.
get real with that. So you work, that's the mental part. And then you work, the next step is the emotional clutter that you want to clear. So the emotion is just like what it is. The emotions, the happy, sad, mad, the glad, or the depressed. So sit down, write down what is it you're sad about, what is it you're unhappy about, what are you depressed about?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a recurring theme, guess what? Time to explore it even more. Write it down, have a burning ceremony. There's different ways. I'll let you talk about how you can get rid of it because I just stated it. There's different ways we can do stuff.
Right. We can, I mean, a really good way, and with the weather being the way it is a burning ceremony.
Yes.
Basically, you know, if you're sitting around a campfire, or you can do if you have a fire pit, or if you just have a small bowl, a fireproof bowl,
mm-hmm.
you can take it outside and write down any negative thoughts or anything that you want to release and get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So you write it down, and then you go to the fire, and you put this piece of paper into the fire, and you say, I release this to the universe. I no longer need this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple, and it sounds very simple, but it's very, very liberating. You'd
mm-hmm.
be amazed at yeah. how much.
We just did it. We just
yeah.
did it. Loved
yeah.
it. Loved
yeah.
it.
So that is a very easy thing. You know, if you don't have an outdoor space, you can write it on a small piece of paper. I mean, you can do it indoors, but make sure you do it in a sink, you know, in a bowl where you can douse it with water. But anywhere you can do it, you'll find a release to that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the thing is, you always want to be responsible, energetically responsible. So all you have to do is set the intent that you're putting in it all in a protective bubble so your stuff doesn't go out to somebody else to have to take care of for you. And you say, I put everything that I'm releasing, that it's in a protective bubble, it's surrounded by love. So then that way it's going to be purified and transmutated. Because that, believe it or not, you guys, that energy you're releasing is going to come back to you. It will affect you, but it could affect many other people on its process before it gets back to you again. It doesn't leave your state, but it can affect other individuals. That's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so that's the, we did the mental, we did the emotional, and now you want to sit here and you want to clear out your auric field. Also, getting back, before we jump into that, to do your mental and emotional body, that's when you can put chakra stones onto the different chakras. You can lay down, you can meditate with them, you can sleep with them. I sleep with them. You'd be amazed at the dreams I've been having. I tend to forget that I put them under my pillow, but I've been doing that. Man, am I getting messages. I'm getting messages galore. I'm using sodalite and crystallite right now, or crystalline, crystal quartz right now, not together separately, but I've been getting phenomenal dreams in my dream state. So there is that. And then you have your auric field. Your auric field is affected by your mental and emotional bodies and spaces. This is where you want to be more mindful of. You can go in during a meditation or just being still, and you want to clear yourself when you're feeling really heavy. You can sit here and just say, I set the intent to clear 100% my auric field
mm-hmm.
from the north, the west, the south, the east, as above, as below. And just right now, as we're doing it right now, you're going to be shifting because your auric field is being cleared, that which is not 100% of the light anymore. So you can do that so that you have your auric field. And then you can clear out your electromagnetic field, which is the next one around your auric field. And you can do the same thing. I set the intent, I clear my electromagnetic field because it's what we're attracting into us from the northwest, southeast, above, as below. That which is not 100% of the light. So you can feel yourself shifting on that one again.
Mm-hmm.
That right there just clears you.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you in office spaces, you can do that in your office.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. You can teach your kids how to do that on the bus in school. And they can do that, and it takes seconds. That's it.
Right.
You can shift it that fast.
Well,
so it's clearing all that clutter that you no longer need,
and
what
also
you're attracting.
Remember to do that when you wake up and before you go
oh,
to
yeah.
bed, too.
Yep.
So that you clear yourself from wherever you may have traveled or wherever you have you know, who you may have communicated with during the night. And then before you go to bed, you can clear yourself of everything that you've run into contact with during the day.
Exactly, exactly. So you've cleared all of that, you guys, and you want to do that every single day. If you do that every single day, that's going to help you with the shifting through the energies. Because, again, what we're doing is we're ascending. Ascending, we're moving up. We're no longer in linear time, which goes out and around. How would I say this? Out and about, to our left, to our right, in front of us, to the back of us. Now we're going up, like I call it columnary style. We're going straight up. That's the ascension piece.
Right.
So we're moving out of time and space. We're still, in a way, in our mind's eye, we're still in it because we have clocks, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But the universe doesn't operate on time and space. But we will be in a time period to where we no longer go by that because it's not needed. But how far down the road that is. And you can have people, again, anybody could argue with me, just so you know. But it's clearing out all of that stuff, and you want to do it every single day. You don't have to do it. You want to do it in the morning and at night, but do it throughout the day also, the stuff that we're recommending to you. You'll feel so much better, so much lighter.
Yeah, and, you know, with this ascension process, as Beth said, we are moving upwards. So if you want to imagine yourself on a pedestal, and you're, as you ascend, it's like you're going up on an elevator.
Yeah,
so you're basically
elevator.
Going step by step by step.
Floor
so
by floor.
Whenever you change your thought patterns, mm-hmm. or you clear your field, or you keep that vibration of being, you know, more in the light and not being judgmental and not trying to go after people or you know, cut them down.
Revenge is never good. Never good.
Yeah, as you start practicing that, you find yourself, you just imagine yourself going up on that pedestal, one floor higher, one floor higher, one floor higher. And then imagine that pedestal cannot come down. Because if you engage, you know, back in those lower energies, you don't want to go down. Imagine yourself stationary where you are, and your goal is just to continue to move higher and higher.
Mm-hmm. And those of you, you're going to have dreams. Those of you who are going, oh, my God, is that what that means? I know there's people out there who have dreams about elevators. You're either going up or down. If you're going down, you're going in the wrong direction. Well, guess what? Your thought process can be shifted.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going up and you're seeing the floor that you're going up to, pay attention to the number and then look into numerology what that number is. But going up is good. You want to continue to ascend. You might see yourself on some kind of a platform that's moving up, and you might be the only one that's there and everybody else is downward. That means you're going, doesn't mean you're better than them, but you're going to a different level than them. We're all at different levels, you guys.
Right.
We're shifting all the time, every minute.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's any better or any, you know, more ascended than the next individual.
Well, that's because remember, we're all human too, and we do,
yeah. We have our
you
moments.
Know, we're human, and we live in a body, a physical body, and yeah, we have our moments. Not everybody's perfect. Not everybody's, you know, ascended to the highest height and stays there 100% of the time.
Yeah.
We all are struggling. We all are working. We all are trying our best to keep that ascension going. And for light workers, that's our goal. And our goal is to spread that throughout the world so everyone can get into that practice and everyone can start ascending. Because once we get everyone in this world on board, that's when we see the world peace. That's when we don't see these petty arguments and fights going on. So you know, the more people who can start working towards this and spreading it,
mm-hmm.
then the more our world can try to come together in harmony.
You know, and the thing is, choose not to be in the struggle. Choose to be a human being that's not in a struggle. Because I have to work on that every single day, going, no, I'm not in a struggle. All it is a life lesson and an experience. So what do I need to get out of this experience? How can I grow from this? And then to also choose that you don't want to be in drama and chaos, because a lot of us are used to drama and chaos because of what we grew up in, because of our experiences in our life, and then you have lifetimes having those recurring circumstances. So it's like choose not to be in a struggle anymore, that you're having an experience, and you'll see that you'll leap through it, because it's a higher vibrational way of thinking. So, again, everything that you're going through, that you're experiencing, is something that you are solely, and I'm talking solely responsible, you know, because on a soul level you decided, on a conscious level you decided, so it's subconsciously and consciously. So just remember, what kind of experiences do you want in your life? Because we're co-creators of our world, so what kind of a world do you want to create? I want more peace, love, and harmony. But with that, you know, you have to have that internal peace, love, and harmony. So it's amazing. It's
right.
amazing.
And also, don't be afraid if you are with people or you're with a group of friends or with another friend who maybe, you know, talks this way or talks very negatively or talks very harshly. Don't be afraid to say, hey, you know, I really love you, but I think let's try to change your words. Let's try to change how you voice it. What is really bothering you about this situation? What bothers you about this person? And then let's change it so that you're not caught up in your own chaos and drama, and then you're not coming to me and sharing that because I no longer wish to share it. I've had to have that conversation with two people I know in my life.
I was not one of them.
No, I've just recently had the conversation with both of them and said, you know, if both of you would take a minute to stop and put your egos aside and put everything else aside, if you would just look at each other and accept and see what your behaviors are and work with that instead of against it, things would move a lot quicker. And one of these people told me yesterday, they were like, I can't believe you just sat there so calmly and said all this stuff and you weren't getting upset and, you know, you were trying to mediate both of us. And she goes, just the way how calmly you said it, she said, I was so impressed. And I told her, I said, yes, because what's the point of three people going off? You know, nobody listens to each other. We're here for a purpose, a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And to get that goal accomplished, let's calm down and let's put all the petty stuff aside and work towards that goal. Otherwise, we go nowhere.
Exactly, exactly. And somebody's got to be that bigger person. And even if you're going, God, that's just my MO, that's always me having to be the bigger person, I've had to do it my whole life. I've had to do it with my whole family.
But you know what? I could have gone there. I could have gone and went off on both of them.
Yeah,
but
what's that
going to
do?
What purpose is that going to do?
Exactly, exactly.
It's not. It's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Right.
So, you know, do it with your boss. Do it with your coworkers. You're going to end up feeling better about it.
Family members.
Family members, yes, friends. So do it with everybody, and you never know
how they're
going to
look at
you. And you
can do it with your kids, too.
And kids. Because they're going to look at you and see, And those who are really that dark, nothing's going to shift them. Those who are going to shift, we have to shift on our own time, our own space. But it would be nice if we're all in the same place. We're all going to get there. Sooner or later, we're all going to get there.
Well, I think that it's a really good way, too, when you have young children.
Yes.
And they're in their formative years and you're trying to show them
mm-hmm.
how to react to other people.
Yeah.
If you show them the calm way and show them, you know, the enlightened or the ascended way,
mm-hmm.
then that's what they grow up learning.
Here's what I tell everybody. I said all it is you have to show compassion and empathy towards everybody. And that's something that we should be all demonstrating to kids anyways. And I do that with the kids that I work with going, how do you think that just made your friend feel when you just shoved them like that?
Right.
How do you think that would make you feel if they did that back to you? And then they go and they hug. And I won't just say, I will not let kids or anybody get away with, sorry, that means absolutely nothing. They have to look them in the eyes
mm-hmm.
and it has to mean it. And I said, I only want you to say it if you mean it. And I'm telling you, it's little ones who are just learning how to talk and they'll look them in the eyes and you can see it. You can just see their heart open up. I can see it. And then all of a sudden they say, I'm sorry. And then they hug each other and I love you. And it's just like, that's what you need to do. And people forget we still have to teach kids that.
Right.
Empathy and compassion. These kids grow up to be adults.
Right.
You know, and when you had a parent who or somebody in the family who was not showing that,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So it's like learn how to do it. It's a learned thing.
Right.
Some of us came in with it, but a lot of us have to learn it. Compassion and empathy.
Yes.
Compassion and empathy.
Well, what a great show we had today.
Yeah.
So we will catch you on Friday, and I hope we gave you some of our words touched you, and we hope you were able to take something good away from it. We'll see you Friday for Phone In Friday.
Yep. Love and light, people. Love and light.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.